We are going to instead be going live to the sermon by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, his Eid al-Fitr sermon. Let's listen in to the crowd chanting first.
خیلی ممنون، خیلی ممنون. بفرمایید، بفرمایید.
Thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. The leader is reciting verses from the Holy Quran. Blessings of God upon Prophet Muhammad and his progeny.
وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين المنتجبين الهداة المهديين سيما بقية الله في الأراضين وصلى على أئمة المسلمين وهداة المستضعفين وحماة المؤمنين همه برادران و خواهران عزیز را دعوت میکنم به
I invite all dear brothers and sisters to observe divine virtue. And I congratulate you on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr, which is a day of blessing, a day of forgiveness, and the day of reward for the faithful. And for the good doers and for those who have performed good deeds for the sake of God and have sought proximity with God. We thank God for granting us the opportunity to go through another month of Ramadan and to be able to witness another Eid al-Fitr, and we should attach importance to this divine blessing. This year's month of Ramadan, as one learns from the news, this month of Ramadan was a blessed month, and the hearts and souls focused on facts, realities, and God and people from different walks of life in different religious societies. Tried in order to recite the Holy Quran during the grand nights of Qadr, and in this way an everlasting and effective spiritual atmosphere was created in the country, and we should thank God Almighty. We should seize this opportunity and thank God, and we should thank God Almighty for such a blessing. In the meantime, by taking a glance at the issues related to the world of Islam and the Islamic Ummah, the people put on display a bright performance, and that was the people's performance on the Day of Quds, and they also commemorated the late Imam, and on this day the people extended their support to the people of Palestine and also backed an important issue of the world of Islam. On this Day of Quds, even though the people were fast and they participated in the rallies despite the hot climate, and I appreciate the people for their timely participation in the rallies that will bring about effective results and will have effective impacts on the world of Islam. This year, other nations were more coordinated with the Iranian people more than the previous years, and in some countries where there is the domination of the remnants of the tyrannical regimes hampered the people from showing their sentiments towards Palestine. This year, thank God, the people in those countries also managed to put on display their participation, and this is a current that will continue. We should ask God Almighty to accept the people's acts of worship in this month and also add to the value of these acts of worship based on divine blessings. And as it has been mentioned in the supplication of Sajjadiyah, this is a supplication by Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, performed by the Imam on the day of Eid al-Fitr, and they taught others to recite this supplication. By taking a step towards God, God will bring about His proximity. Those who do not believe in spirituality and religion and facts, God invites them based on His bounty. This is a divine bounty. And also, speaking of the enlightenments gained in this month, the young people should protect what they have earned in this month during their lifetime, or for at least the next year till the next month of Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr. They should protect what they have gained from this month. Also, they should seek proximity with God, the Holy Quran, and also maintain their participation on the scenes where God wants His servants to be present, including either our inner self or whatever is related to the world of Islam and our society and the Muslim Ummah. These are the things that we should protect and safeguard, and this will bring about divine blessings. May God shower this nation with His blessings May God protect this nation in the face of the enemies and make the nation overcome its enemies, and may God strengthen our bonds with the spirituality and divine realities. The leader is reciting verses from the Holy Quran.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين.
In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. Blessings of God upon Prophet Muhammad and his progeny.
صلى على أمير المؤمنين والصديقة الطاهرة سيدة نساء العالمين والحسن والحسين سبطي الرحمة وإمام الهدى وعلي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف القائم المهدي صلواتك عليهم أجمعين وصلى على أئمة المسلمين وحماة المستضعفين وهداة المؤمنين اوصیكم عباد الله به تقوى الله همه برادران و خواهران نمازگزار را که حضور دارید در این اجتماع عظیم دعوت میکنم.
I invite all the worshippers, dear brothers and sisters, to observe divine virtue. What I'm going to tell you in this sermon are a couple of issues related to our society and the Islamic Ummah. With regard to ourselves, I should refer to the bitter event of the quake. For some of our fellow countrymen, even though the quake hit a particular region of the country and losses were inflicted on the people, on some people, but that has brought about sorrow and grief for all the people of the country. And this is what one can feel, and the experience shows this. In case of such events taking place in a corner of this country, the people never remain indifferent, and following the recent quake, the people extended their assistance. This is a bitter event, and there were some human losses that were, and the figures related to fatalities were announced by the authorities. Speaking of the duty of the authorities and the people, we do shoulder certain responsibilities. Some effective actions have been taken up, and effective measures have been taken up, and in this connection, and also when one asks the people, the victims of the quake, one will realize that effective measures have been taken up, and of course this process continues, and there are heavier responsibilities that one should fulfill, and hopefully the officials make efforts in order to make up for the losses, and take up measures in order to open a new chapter in the lives of the people there, and also contribute to the reconstruction of that region with the efforts of the officials and the people, and through their collaboration, hopefully, all the sorrowful traces and impacts of the quake would be eliminated. Another point is the issue of the Quds Day, and this was an initiative by our Imam, and you see that every year the day is commemorated in a better way, and this is not merely a demonstration, this is in fact a blood that you inject into the body of the Islamic Ummah. And in fact, even though there are efforts made for pushing the issue of Palestine into oblivion, but the Quds Day rallies revitalize this issue, and there are heavy responsibilities on the shoulders of the officials of Islamic states. And may God guide them all in the right direction so that they'll be able to fulfill their responsibilities. Of course, speaking of the issues of the world of Islam at this juncture are unique issues referring to the developments unfolding in the world of Islam. These are shocking and effective developments that delineate the future path of the Islamic Ummah. And hopefully, as the nations of this region so far have been able to take up drastic measures, and the officials have also carried out the necessary measures, and hopefully such a trend would continue in the future. Speaking of the enemies of the Islamic Ummah that make use of more intricate tactics day by day, and they are making use of their utmost efforts. They have failed to overcome, and they will not actually be able to overcome the Islamic Ummah, and a new chapter has been opened, and a new situation has been created in the world of Islam, and this will gradually affect the global community as a whole. And hopefully we are witnessing a bright horizon ahead and bright prospects ahead. And we should avoid making mistakes in analyzing the developments. We should know that the United States and the Zionist regime are the enemies of the Islamic Ummah, and in fact they are the hegemonic powers that are the enemies of the Islamic Ummah. So when we see them in a particular moving in a particular direction, we should know that it's the wrong direction, and we should avoid making mistakes in our analyses. They do not pity the Islamic Ummah, and what they are trying to do is to make disruptions, and in fact they are after creating hues and cries, and also sometimes there are some ignorant people who voice similar hues and cries, and they try to intensify the tribal differences, religious differences, and so on. And these are not acceptable by Islam, and all Muslims are equal. They are brothers. We should all maintain our vigilance, and we should avoid making mistakes in analyzing the developments. May God guide the Islamic Ummah in the right direction. May God humiliate the enemies of the Islamic Ummah. The leader is reciting verses from the Holy Quran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you.
That was again Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, there giving the Eid al-Fitr sermon, as is customary on this day of Eid al-Fitr, that marks the end of the holy month of Ramadan. In the first part of his sermon, he said that he appreciated the people putting on a bright performance and timely participation, even during the hot climate, and their fasts on the day of Al-Quds, in response to the current issues that are facing the Muslim Ummah or Muslim community at large, including the ever-present issue of Palestine. He said other nations and peoples around the world were more coordinated this year than ever before on Al-Quds with Iran and its peoples. In the second part of his sermon, he mentioned the quakes that affected the East Azerbaijan province this year and said that the aftermath has brought sorrow and grief for many and that people have extended their assistance. He also spoke about it, effective measures taken by officials on the ground to redress losses from those quakes. He again mentioned Al-Quds Day, saying that even though there have been efforts to ignore the Palestinian issue, something that he had mentioned in a previous speech as well, every year's Al-Quds rallies reawaken the Palestinian cause. He also spoke in general about the unique issues currently facing the world of Islam. He said enemies will not be able to overcome and control the Islamic community as much as they may try. He said there is a bright future ahead if the Muslim world remains aware of the likes of the United States being its enemy. He said the enemies do not pity the Ummah and are after hues and cries that are uttered by ignorant people along the lines of tribal and sectarian lines. And he said that all Muslims are equal brothers and sisters and that everyone must be aware of that. Again, that was Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei giving the Eid al-Fitr sermon here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. Do stay with Press TV. I'll be back in just over 10 minutes' time with the World News in full.